This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Canadian officials are citing intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday shortly after it took off from Tehran Airport. VOA's Lattice Ahok reports.
Nearly half of the passengers on board were Iranian citizens, and many were Canadians. Asked if the United States could be blamed for provoking an action that killed 176 people, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said no conclusions should be made before a complete investigation determines why the plane crashed.
I think it is too soon to be drawing conclusions or assigning blame or responsibility in whatever proportions. Right now, our focus is on supporting the families that are grieving right across the country and providing what answers we can in a preliminary way, but recognizing that there is going to need to be a full and credible investigation into what exactly happened before we draw any conclusions.
Officials in Tehran on Thursday denied that the plane had been hit by a missile. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House has passed a non-binding resolution aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The vote was 224 to 194.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump on Thursday celebrated the killing of Iran's Quds Force commander and mocked Democrats for wanting advance notice of the military operations. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, in his first campaign rally since the fatal drone strike he ordered against the Iranian Quds Force commander, Mr. Trump said that he took bold and decisive action to save American lives. He mocked the Democrats for criticizing the decision.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there, and we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to travel to Moscow Saturday for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That meeting will likely focus on the Iran crisis, with both Germany and Russia calling for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of the Iranian general. Also, the Ukraine conflict is on the agenda alongside the future of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline running from Russia to Germany. This is amid strong opposition from the United States. As temperatures rise Friday, nearly a quarter of a million Australians have been urged to evacuate. And a popular tourist destination, Kangaroo Island Wildlife, has been severely wounded in the bushfire. Libby Hogan.
Nearly a quarter of a million Australians have been urged to evacuate their homes as blistering temperatures soared again on Friday. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the Australian Army was supporting evacuations, with helicopters dropping supplies into communities cut off by fires.
Today I've noted that there's severe and extreme conditions that are across two states. What I've said in my briefings this morning with the ADF is I've given them very clear instructions that they are to stand ready to move and support immediately in the event that they are needed in the wake of what we hope we will not see today, but we must prepare for today.
Australia's government has been criticised for downplaying any direct link between climate change and the devastating bushfires.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. With a provisional deadline looming, around 80% of U.S. states have agreed to continue accepting newly arrived refugees after the Trump administration made resettlement participation optional. To date, the State Department says the governors of 37 of America's 50 states submitted letters of consent, and another three, Alaska, Kentucky, and Vermont, indicated they had their sent letters to Washington. The letters comply with a requirement the Trump administration mandated in September of 2019. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.